Greetings. This is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. An awkward reopening is occurring in different parts of the country, and yet it is awkward. The news of several states lifting shelter-in-place orders is countered by other states extending theirs. People are anxious to get back to normal. Funny, isn't it? What is normal in these strange and awkward days? The past few years have all been marked by a roller coaster ride of major changes on a global geopolitical scale. The trade conflict with China has been anything but normal or the regular course of things. The deep and deepening divide between the left and right has never been uglier. And don't forget that we have had extended impeachment hearings that burnt up thousands of hours, millions of dollars, and was an incalculable distraction from more critical and basic priorities. And it all ended with a fizzle. Again, none of the past few years has been stable, steady, or normal by any healthy, reasonable definition. And COVID-19 is one more not normal event of global proportions that has rocked our world. Any getting back to normal will not be a light switch flip of easiness. So, let us pretend that the worst has passed, that no threat of resurgence or reinfection exists. Let us pretend that it's okay, rational, even reasonable for people to go back to their offices, schools, churches, community venues, and other public gatherings. Let us pretend that we're physically more resilient than government health entities say we are, and we can withstand a little flu-like infection. While we're at it, why don't we pretend that the trillions of dollars the federal government is pouring into the economy isn't a concern to the short, intermediate, or long-term viability of the nation? Let's pretend that those making these decisions actually understand what they're doing, and that they have solid, defensible facts, a business case, indicating that it will all just wash out over time, with little to no negative ramifications to the productivity and leadership role of America 10, 20, 30 years out. Yes, let us pretend. Now, within the context of this pretending we're giving ourselves permission to do, let's look at the hard facts from the past 7 weeks. Unemployment has gone from 3.5% to a projected 21% over this short 7-week period and is projected to rise above 25% by sometime in June, which is where unemployment was during the Great Depression of the 1930s. This jobless rate has triggered income atrophy, which is now projecting a 30% mortgage default, equal to 15 million mortgages entering into distress through the balance of this year. Nations across the world have fallen into deep economic uncertainty as globalization has had a heart attack. The events of the past 7 weeks have triggered a significant recession that we are yet unclear regarding its true depth and stretch over time. So, what does all of this mean to you, the leaders and professionals across the built environment industry? How will you respond to these dynamics? Now, more than ever, we must embrace the principles of resilience, the energy of transformative reinvention, in order to move through this and emerge with both insight and new positioning. The future is uncertain. Well, to be honest, it's always been uncertain. It's just screaming uncertainty in our faces right now, instead of its usual whisper of warning. Will you stride into this with determination to invest in new thinking, speaking, and behavior? Will you yourself surround yourself with wisdom, insight, and maturity? Will you be the better you everyone is hoping to see you as? A firm leader, a practice leader, a team leader. There's never been a more critical time to step up to resilience. Never. There's an old proverb by Solomon the Wise from almost 3,000 years ago that goes, "The complacency of fools will destroy them." Well, let's make better choices. Let's avoid fearful complacency. And let's step up to leadership. Until next time, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.